Sperant in te, omnes qui noverunt, nomen tuum Domine, quoniam
of February 2019, the trust in God. I think one of the most important things on our spiritual path is to have trust to God. We have to activate this trust in all situations of our life, that it will be like a penetrating reality in our heart. And also, if we do that, the way will be easier and also attractive for other people. Therefore, we want to have two little meditations about the theme of trust to God. The love of God is above all. It's a true light. In a special way, we can see this light in the coming of our Lord. Jesus wants to show us the love of our Father. Nobody can take us out of the hands of the Lord. We're invited to give us into the hands of the Lord with a lot of trust. And indeed, it's a wonderful answer we can give God to his love. It's the whole reality of our existence. Because what could be more reality than that we trust to God who created us, who redeemed us, and will take us in his love to him in all eternity. Everybody will understand this. But we know it's not so easy with our trust. Because we lost the original trust to God since the times of paradise. And the devil worked a lot that we have a false image of God. We know even the paradise, he tried to say to us that God doesn't want that we have something very special, like to eat from this tree, to have knowledge. So the real image of God is darkened. And then we have also some experiences with other people, general lack of security in the life, and some might be transported to the relationship to God. So it's most important to win back the trust to God and to deepen this trust so that it will be something which is in conviction in us and is ruling all situations. And when you go into the school of trust, we will learn that even in the difficult situation, God is with us and we can trust him. But not only for us, it's important that we win this trust, even in a certain way for God, because he loves this trust. And when we trust him, he can act. He can open the doors. And through these doors, God himself comes. So with this we can also understand from our human experience. If we trust somebody, then we make him stronger. If somebody trusts us, then we want to act according to his trust that makes us strong. Of course, God needs not to be strengthened by us. But if we trust him, he can better reach us with his love. And we do not erect branches that God wants to give himself. So the relationship of God will be deeper and will be very solid. Because we know as human beings, we are not complete and of course also not our works. So we trust God and no shadow will be between him and us. So trust is the real attitude we can win. Trust in his love, which is stronger than our sins, our weakness. The trust in his love, which is stronger than each other love. So we can look to the almightiness of God. And we also should believe in His almightiness, because nothing is impossible for God. This is what the Holy Scripture says in Luke 1 and 37. And we can learn this also in situations which seems to have no escape. According to the way of the world, maybe also in the church, our personal life, it seems to be that the evil makes his triumph. And from your side, it could be that we have resignations. But we should not remain in the resignation. Now we go in prayer to God. And on this way, we are leaving our only human reflections and we give God our whole trust that He has all in His hands, all, even if there is resistance, all sins, all these fights of the demon powers, God will bring all to His destination. The evil will not triumph, even if it looks a time long like, if it will be like that. But this almightiness of God is not only for our difficulties outside, also we can take it for our own person, for our familial situation and so on. Let's not forget, we are living always in the eyes and the love of our God, and He is leading us and accompanying us, even if we don't notice that, and God seems to be far away. But the faith and trust to God is opening the way for the real reality. Wherever we are, whatever we do, and in which way we go, God's love and mercy is always with us, like the sun, even when there are clouds. God called us in Christ. He called us with our name. We are His children, and He asks for our love, which we can give in our faith and in our trust.
The offertory verse says, "Those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion, for He does not forget the cry of the afflicted.
Sperant in te, omnes qui noverunt, nomen tuum Domine, quoniam non dere. Orationem paupem.